Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Just because something isn't well known doesn't mean it isn't awesome. And that is perhaps truer for films than any other medium. With that in mind, I'm Will for What Culture, and here are 10 perfect movies that you've never heard of. 10. Butterfly Kisses, 2018. Butterfly Kisses is a found footage horror mockumentary movie within a movie. It's basically about a failed filmmaker that finds a box of tapes that show two students attempting to make a movie about an urban legend where they live. The myth is called Peeping Tom. The tale states that if you go to this haunted train track tunnel and stare down for an undisclosed amount of time without blinking, he will appear to you. Then you will blink, and every time you do, the spirit gets a bit closer until it kills you. The kids set up a camera inside the tunnel to film until they see the spirit, and it actually works, but now the camera is haunted by the spirit, and every time they turn the camera on, the spirit gets closer. As intriguing as this is, it's the secondary story to this, the modern day one, that really makes the film. The rest of the screen time follows the filmmaker that finds the tapes. He's the only person that believes these tapes are real, and as more people doubt him, he gets more and more obsessed. The horror of the movie is multi-layered, and the concept is refreshingly unique. 9. Stars in My Crown, 1950. Sometimes when you're queuing up for a movie viewing, all you really want is an easygoing, pure film that is still exceptionally well done. If that's what you're after, I recommend Stars in My Crown. It's a 1950s Western feature about an impassioned preacher who uses his faith to impact a stubborn and wayward town. The movie isn't preachy in its message, and it handles religion carefully and intelligently. It also addresses racism, not in too eloquent a manner, of course, but it confronts discrimination when a great many Westerns of the day chose not to. Sure, its message isn't too complex, but sometimes you don't want a mind-melting, nerve-wracking, or vomit-enduring romp. You just want to smile and feel good. And when it comes to delivering that experience, Stars in My Crown is perfect. 8. Dave Made a Maze, 2017. This one is a weird one. Dave is a washed-up, unmotivated artist that makes a living by taking money from his parents. While alone for the weekend in the home he shares with his girlfriend, Dave finally has an artistic breakthrough and begins work on a new project, a maze made out of cardboard. When his girlfriend Annie returns home from her trip, she finds an adorable cardboard fort in the living room, with Dave apparently inside. Annie is confused to learn, though, that Dave cannot make his way out, and becomes even more confused when she shakes the cardboard and hears loud, mechanical noises within. She naturally invites over all her friends, including a filmmaker and his crew, to enter the maze and investigate, which they do. But once inside, they realize that Dave was telling the truth, and this maze is supernaturally large with mechanical structures, living origami birds, and even a literal minotaur. While the crew attempts to rescue Dave and find a way out of the cardboard hellscape, characters are murdered in unique and hilarious ways. It's a strange yet side-splittingly funny romp that combines actual frightening scares, heartfelt realizations, and quirky childlike visuals to brilliant effect. 7. Happiness, 1998. If you are able to handle disturbing, unflinching, thematically dark movies, you might want to check Happiness out. I will say this movie is not for everyone, and that's okay. Yes, the film is called Happiness, but that's just for ironic purposes. The movie follows the Jordan family as they try desperately to find eudaimonia while experiencing the maliciousness of mankind. Mother and father, Mona and Lenny, are living through a loveless marriage. Eldest sister Trish is married to a deeply disturbed man. Helen, the middle sister, seemingly has has everything, yet feels unfulfilled in her life while her neighbor obsesses from afar. Meanwhile, the youngest sister, Joy, is directionless and naive to the world around her. The themes of the movie are brutal and hard-hitting, and the audience is left at the ending scene unsure whether to laugh or cry at its insanity. A movie that is completely overlooked and worth a viewing if you can stomach it. 6. Sound of the Mountain, 1954. If Sound of the Mountain feels familiar to you, that's because it's based on the famed novelist Yasunari Kawabata's book of the same name. It is important to note the year the movie came out, because while timely now, this masterpiece makes today's list because of how far ahead of itself it was. The movie follows Shingo, an older gentleman and successful businessman, as he helplessly watches the mess that is his son's marriage fall apart. His son is a cheating and abusive man, and Shingo finds himself relating to the son's wife Kikuko more than his own two children. This, of course, causes a rift in the relationship between him and his daughter, who is already spiteful towards Shingo due to the failed arranged marriage he forced her into. We follow Shingo as he learns the true nature of his son, and subsequently grows closer to Kikuko. Due to this relationship, we get the most impactful scene in the whole movie, which I will not spoil here, you just have to see it yourself. The movie might be a little pessimistic in its message, but it's completely compassionate in its execution. 5. The Man in the Moon, 1992. This movie is not only an underrated gem, it is also the first film that Hollywood icon Reese Witherspoon starred in. Witherspoon plays 14-year-old Danny Trant from Louisiana in the summer of 1957, a young girl desperate to reach womanhood but still brimming with the naivety of a child. The movie follows her character, along with her family, throughout the summer as they meet new people, find new love, and feel devastating loss. Witherspoon and her fellow cast members deliver believable and endearing performances that warm the heart and tickle the sentimental feelings within. The coming-of-age story is cute yet intelligent in its execution, and although the simple love and loss storyline may seem overdone, you will not be thinking about that when watching Witherspoon's multi-layered debut. 4. Dogtooth, 2009. Dogtooth is a 2009 movie directed by Yorgos Lanthimos, a man known for his offbeat and bizarre, yet oddly charming movies like The Lobster. Dogtooth itself is an unflinchingly serious tale of a strange family choosing to live in complete isolation. The movie is completely committed to not only making you uncomfortable, but committed to making you laugh just as hard as you squirm. The film follows a married Greek couple and their three peculiar adult children. The parents are extremely strict, never letting the children leave the family compound and telling them that they can only leave when they lose one of their dog teeth. The parents are cruel in their teachings, intentionally teaching them the wrong definitions of words and giving them measly stickers when they're good. From there, the movie gets stranger and stranger, and as the audience, you are dragged along for the ride. If you like the more famous work of Lanthimos, then this movie will be right up your alley. 3. Mustang, 2015. This Turkish coming-of-age story is poetic and almost overbearing in its message, yet it hits so close for so many women that it manages the landing almost perfectly. The movie follows Lael and her four sisters as they experience the repression that surrounds them as young women in a rural Turkish village. The five sisters, having been orphaned for a while, live with their grandmother and uncle, a situation that at the start of the movie seems quite good. But on the day the movie really kicks off, the girls decide to go play at the beach with some friends from school, including some boys. It's all innocent fun, they're kids after all, but when neighbors see the spectacle, it gets back to the grandmother and uncle, and the girls are punished to an extreme extent. They're repressed and locked away at home with no friends, no school, and no technology. They're then matched up and sent off to be married. But through all this stifling strictness and heartbreaking suppression, the sisters have each other and their innocence. It's that bond that guides the movie and makes it so compelling. 2. The Passion of Anna, 1969. The Passion of Anna came out in 1969 and was directed by the Swedish filmmaker Ingmar Bergman. The movie follows Andreas, a man who relishes in his own isolation after the breakdown of his marriage, as he meets and shacks up with the mysterious Anna. Anna is a widowed woman who lost her husband and child in a car crash, leading to her walking with a cane. Along with the two main characters, we're introduced to Ellis and Eva, a couple in disarray after a miscarriage who are mutual friends of Anna. A standout secondary plotline sees Eva have an affair with the emotionally stunted Andreas. The film was totally ahead of its time, especially with its meta choice to intercut interviews with the cast members speaking about their characters. 1. Shiva Baby, 2020. Shiva Baby follows Danielle, a struggling college student and lukewarm sugar baby, as she embarks on the Jewish mourning period, the Shiva. Danielle is hesitant to arrive, and we quickly learn why. The house is full of people that want to know about Danielle's degree, career, relationship status, probably how many tampons she has in her purse. If the questions aren't awkward enough, some of the guests at Shiva include her ex-girlfriend, her pushy mother, her sugar daddy, and his wife and baby. The film is an unstable, rocky Lego tower built on stress and tension, one wrongly placed block away from crumbling down. The delicious, string-heavy score aptly represents the mental state that Danielle is in throughout this journey. And the thick sarcasm that is laced into the dialogue is great at releasing some of the tension that develops as the film progresses. For anyone that feels a little inadequate in a family party setting, this movie is absolutely for you.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.